This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why are we here? Why do we fast? What is Ramadan all about? Many times, Allah tells you to do things without telling you the exact wisdom behind it. And there are times where Allah tells you to do certain things and tells you the wisdom behind it. Alhamdulillah for Siyam, Allah told us the wisdom of why we fast. People say we are here to worship Allah. And you quote the ayah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That's correct. We are here to worship Allah. But why do we worship Allah? What is the goal of all goals? مَا هِيَ غَايَةُ الْغَايَاتِ. The goal of worshiping Allah is what Allah told you in another surah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. O people, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Worship your Lord. He will tell you now why. اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم. The one who created you and created those before you. Why, ya Allah? What's the goal of worshiping you? لعلكم تتقون. So you may be God conscious. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام. You have to fast. Fast is a ibadah. Ya Allah, why should we fast? كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. Fast like those before you. Why? لعلكم تتقون. So the goal of all goals in your existence, yes, is to worship Allah. But why worship Allah? To be of the muttaqeen. So brother, please tell me clearly, what is taqwa? If it's that critical and that's what we have to aim for, then what in the world is taqwa? There's a lot of definitions that can be said. That's how rich taqwa is. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, protection. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, which is protection, linguistically. When we tell someone, ittaqi al-corona, have taqwa of corona, meaning protect yourself from corona. Now, what's the taqwa method that you use? You wear a mask. So you have taqwa of the corona. As a result, you wear a mask to be protected from the corona. But there's multiple ways. The more taqwa you have, you wear not one mask, you wear two. No, you don't wear a regular mask, you wear an N95. No, you wear a mask and you take a vaccination. No. You take a mask, 995, you take the vaccination and a booster. Not just that. There's a big gathering, I'm not even showing up. Taqwa. The more taqwa you have of the COVID, the more precautions that you take. And no one will rebuke you for that. May Allah protect us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Or maybe some will rebuke you. May Allah protect us. When it comes to Allah, you have taqwa of Allah. He's the best of examples. ليس كمثله شيء. Taqwa of Allah, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, meaning have between you and Allah's anger, غَضَبِ اللَّهِ وَسَخَطِهِ. Have between you and the punishment of Allah a barrier, a mask. Have a barrier and protection, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. But what's that mask? What's that barrier? What's that vaccination? What's that N95? What is it? Doing what Allah told you to do. Whatever Allah told you to do, you took another boost. You did another thing, another boost. And a haram you avoided, another boost. Protection, protection, protection. And don't belittle a single boost. I already took two. What's the point of the third one? La inshallah fi alf, 1,000. Take them all. Take them all. And not, it's not an exaggeration. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةً. He says, protect yourself from the hellfire, even if you use a layer from a date. Anything you can do. Just donate something, a penny, a dollar, anything. Don't belittle any good. اتق الله حق تقاته. May Allah protect us and make us of the muttaqeen, Amir Rabbil Alameen. Let me give you another definition. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he was asked, Ya Abu Huraira, what is taqwa? So that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he answers in a question. He says, have you ever taken a road that has a lot of thorns, shawk? He said, yes. فَمَا صَنَعْتُ. So what did you do when there's a road filled with thorns and pricks and so on? What did you do? اتَّقَيْتُ. I avoided it. I went to a different direction. I pulled my clothes a little bit not to get ruined. He said, ذَاكَ التَّقْوَى. That's taqwa. Can I bring this example to today? Can I do that, inshallah? When you drive your nice car, may Allah bless you all, and you see a pothole, what do you do? تَتَّقِ الْبَاطُولِ. You avoid it. And sometimes, to be very honest, sometimes we take the longer route to avoid harming the rim and the tire. I'm not taking chances on my car, not on my S-Class. I'm sorry, maybe another car. Your heart is above an S-Class, an X7, above anything in the world. This is the qalb. The Prophet says, At-taqwa ha-huna. He says, taqwa is right here. At-taqwa ha-huna wa ashara ila sadri. You know why is it here? One of the reasons is we don't know who's the winner amongst us. Taqwa is here. It's a race to Allah, as our mashayikh teach us, that we don't know who's in first place. You don't know whether you're the worst or you're the best. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he was asked, what is taqwa? Ibn Umar said, أَلَّا تَظُنَّ أَنَّكَ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَحَدٍ. It's for you to come to the conclusion that you're better than no one. Don't you ever sit in a masjid or in a lobby or in an office or in a hotel or in Mecca or anywhere around your brothers and sisters and think, I'm better than this person. Because taqwa is here. And you don't know what's here except Allah Jalla Jalala. At-taqwa ha-huna. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. May Allah make us among the muttaqin. Everything Allah told you to do, seek to do. Everything Allah told you to stay away from, stay away from. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he says, you guys at tabi'in, the next generation, do things that seem so simple. You don't see it as a big, they're wrong, but like it's not that big of a deal. At the time of the Prophet, we would feel that the mountain will collapse on us if we do it. So don't belittle a single haram. Say, it's not a big deal. People do worse than that. That's not the attitude of the muttaqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person can go to heaven, heaven, Jannah, because of a nice word that you gave. Nice word that you said. And a person can go to the worst spots in hell because of a word that brought Allah's anger. One word like, bro, what, is going to ruin his feelings? So what? La, you have to watch out why you said it. Was it worth it? Is it the right thing to say? One word can take you to heaven. One word can take you to hell. So al-muttaqi doesn't take things lightly. May Allah protect us, ya Rabbil Alameen. One word of gossip can ruin your siyam. One word of ghibah and backbiting can ruin your deeds. These are not my words. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, fasting is not just the fasting from food and drink. This is not just the fasting. Not just that, he said, Laysa, there's no point in your fasting if you will not stop lying and bad language. Doesn't mean you break your fast, but that's how much backbiting and gossip and these sins can ruin your reward. May Allah make us of the muttaqeen. You stay away from that which is halal, so we're better off staying away from that which is definitely haram. May Allah protect us. What's the reward and the fruits of taqwa? If you live such a life, what's the fruit of people, though CDC says you're good to go and be in an indoor gathering? Oh, now COVID numbers have decreased, but what's your fruit of still wearing a mask? There's fruits. You don't do it just like that unless you're forced by someone, right? Why? Extra protection. Because now it's not just about COVID. Even if someone has a flu, I want to be safe. Has a cold, I don't want to take chances. Has some disease, I don't want to take chances. So you do extra precaution. May Allah bless you and protect us all, Ya Rab. And may Allah cure everyone who is sick. That's some of the fruits. But know that when you wear a mask, some people make fun of you. Some people will tell you this whole thing is fake, bro. I can't believe you're backwards. You made fun of. I'm not equating this with taqwa exactly, but just to bring the meaning closer to you. Maybe next year my khutbah will be something else. I hope not another virus. May Allah protect us. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's fruits, thamarat al-taqwa. Allah says in a very famous ayah, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whenever you're cornered and there's no other option for you except to do the path of wrong, you're stuck. Like, akhi, you don't know what I'm going through. That majal al-wahid, هذا المجال صح انه حرام, but that's my only option. If you're cornered and you fear Allah, Allah will open a door you never thought in your life before. Wallahi, Allah will open a door. And I'm sure, inshallah, amongst you are people that went through it before. You were told there's no way out. And Allah gave you not one, but two and three ways out. Not just that, a way that you've never thought of or even dreamed of. Allah opened the door because you had taqwa. During your most difficult times, al-bab al-haram maftuh, but you chose bab al-halal. You chose, like, you know, Allah will open, because I trust Him. I trust Allah. Don't you ever allow it yourself. I ask billah wa as'alik billah. I ask you by the one who made you. Don't ever allow a penny of haram to enter your stomach. Wallahi, no matter what the cost may be, your license, your family, whatever it may be, don't lose your taqwa. Taqwa hahuna, taqwa hahuna. May Allah make us sincere, ya Rabbal Alameen. وَيَرَزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide for you in ways that you've never imagined. A scholarship, a promotion, something that would have been wrong. But Allah opens the door for you. And I'm sure many of you have examples much better than mine. I remember when I used to work at, not too far from you, at this engineering company, my manager came to me and she told me, Majid, to be very honest with you, it was a one-on-one private meeting and she was very transparent. She could have gotten in trouble for saying what the following that she said to me. But she said, the way you're dealing with the woman at work puts a risk at you growing in the company. Very frank with me. In what sense? You're not, you know, communicating a little bit too much. You're not going outside of work hours, hang out. So every time you're like, I don't want to be in this location and so on. So this issue and your avoidance of handshaking this before COVID is not going to help you grow in the company. I'll never forget this in my life. And I'm not going to tell you it was easy hearing that. And she could have went in trouble for saying that. But that's how much she kind of cared for me. So I told her, Miss Kim, but you know, some people are germophobes, right? Like they don't want to shake hands with no one. But she said to me something that kind of cornered me, because that's when we use our intellect sometimes. We get in trouble. تستخدم العقل, you get in trouble sometimes. She said to me, germophobes do not differentiate between gender. She said, but you're doing it only to women. I said, you know what? Let me go back to the basics. Islam encouraged us to avoid it. I'm not saying it's haram. Minimum makruh. Wallahi, Allah's my witness. Not about a month passed by, except that I got a job offer from another company. So Miss Kim, that wonderful lady who passed away due to breast cancer, may Allah cure all those who are sick. She came and she said, what's up with the offer? I said, I got an offer. I might be moving. She said, tell us the number. We'll match it. So I said, okay. So I showed her the number. I'm not making that much money. May Allah protect us. But just relatively, relative. People got nervous now, right? I got nervous. May Allah protect us. So then she said, what's the number that you have? So I told her that's what they offered me. She said, there's no way I can match this. There's no way I can match this. She thought we can never grow if we had taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah is the one who provides, not Miss Kim, no Chrysler, no FCA, no one. But may Allah grant us tabat. Today we pass, tomorrow we may fail. And may Allah forgive us every time we fail. And may Allah not make us proud for every time that we pass.